Hi everyone, Gina Aliotti here. This week's mantra is choice. Choice. Simple as that, choice. We all have a choice. We can wake up and say, this is going to be the best day ever, or we can wake up and say, oh my God, here we go again. We have the choice to sleep or to get up and sweat. We have the choice to sleep or to get up and swim. We have that choice. The choice is ours. I just got done swimming. Amazing swim. And I was just thinking about that. As I woke up this morning, I slept through my alarm. But my body knows best. My body's like, oh no, you're not sleeping through anything. You're getting up. So I glanced at my clock and it was 20 past the time I normally get up. And I was like, oh my goodness, I had the choice right there in that moment. That was my choice. I could have said, oh my gosh, I don't have enough time to get myself together, to have do my normal morning routine, meditation, coffee, get myself kind of quote unquote awake and then go. I had the choice to say, nope, I'm going to sleep. I don't have enough time. Or no, I'm going to get up, make the best of the time that I do have, and I'm going to get on my way. That was a choice, and it all started right then. As we continue on our day, we continue to have these choices. I chose all in that few moments, and you can't take long. When you have these thoughts, you can't take long. You got to just act. You got to act. You can't be procrastinated on these actions, because I'm telling you, if I had too much time to think, I wouldn't have made the same choice. So I chose to get up, make the best out of the time that I had. Knowing that I might not have as much time to sip the coffee, knowing that I'm not going to have as much time to sit there and meditate, but you know what? It was a choice. I can make the most out of my time or I could not. Then I had the choice to go to the pool and get in when it was freezing outside. It's cold. Okay, it's not snowing, but here it's getting chilly. I can feel falls in the air. I could have easily said, oh God, it's too cold. I'm going to wait till later, which you know is never going to happen. Or I can go now. Choice. I had the choice. And it was within those few seconds. Remember, you can't procrastinate long. It's got to be action has to happen fast. Because even if I take too long to procrastinate, as many mantras and as many tools I have in my tool chest, too much action, probably not going to dig too deep into that tool chest. So you've got to take immediate action. And it all started with that choice. I chose to go to the pool. I was like, I'm doing it. I'm just doing it. I left. I went. I had a choice. How was I going to swim? Was I going to be a lazy swimmer or was I going to say, you know what? I only have 45 minutes and they're going to kick me out of this pool. I can make the most out of this swim and I'm going to go for it. I had a choice. I could have been lazy. I could have not pushed myself. And I chose, remember, quick action to go for it. Then as I'm swimming, I'm like, oh, this is just a hard swim. This is really hard. Oh gosh, I had a choice. I could have said, you know what, I'm going to cut it short today. I'm just not feeling it. Or I could have chose to keep going and maybe push myself, play the games, do whatever it takes to get the job done. I had a choice and I chose to keep swimming, to swim harder, to make the most out of it, to flip it around and have fun with my workout, to play those games. I had the choice. And now as I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm just reflecting on the fact that genetics didn't get me out of bed. Genetics didn't come knocking on my door and say, knock, knock, knock. Hey, Gina, it's genetics here. It's time for you to get up. Better yet, genetics didn't come up my stairs and grab me out of bed and say, Gina, hi, it's genetics here. We need to get you to the pool. Hey, Gina, it's genetics here. We need to get you out of bed because you need to start your best day ever. Like, and it starts right now. Genetics doesn't do that. It's a choice. The choice that I had to make this morning. And the choice says, you see how many choices I already had to make, and it's not even 7 o'clock in the morning. All of those choices were mine. All of those choices I own. And all of those choices are going to create the day that I have. And they're going to continue as I continue to choose. Every moment we have a choice. Every single moment we have a choice how we're going to act, how we choose to act, how we choose to treat other people, how we choose to show up, how we choose. You see this? We have the choice. It's ours. And here's the other thing. Let's say you don't make the best choice. And it's going to happen. We are all human. We are all human people. We're human. I'm human. You're human. You're human. You're human. You're human, Amy. We're all human. Okay. Here's the thing. This is the best part of it. If you make a choice that maybe you're not too happy with, but maybe you didn't even know it wasn't going to be the best choice, right? Maybe you look back and you're like, I really thought that was going to be the best choice. And I realize it really wasn't. You learn from it. Okay. That's number one. Learn from the choice that you thought was going to be the best one, but it kind of wasn't. So you get to learn from that. But let's say you make a choice that you know is not the right choice. Like, let's just say you were like, okay, genetics didn't come knocking on my door today, and so I'm going to sleep because nobody's getting here forcing me out of bed. And you chose to sleep through that alarm. You chose to sleep through getting up. You just chose. You're like, you know what? I'm sleeping. I don't care what Gina says today. I am sleeping because, I don't know, that's just what I'm going to do. And you continue on your day, and you're like, you know what? That wasn't the best choice. I know I should have gotten up because now, look, I'm lazy. I don't have motivation. I'm feeling cloudy. I'm feeling foggy. Because let me tell you what, if I didn't make that choice an hour and a half ago, I would have been that girl. I would have been just like you're feeling right now if you potentially didn't get in your workout. I am you. You are me. I would have been that same person. I would have been like, I should have done that. I can't even think clear. Like, I'm supposed to show up for this meeting. I'm supposed to show up and get this project done. I'm supposed to show up for my tribe. I'm supposed to do all these things. And I'm just not feeling it because I didn't choose properly. But guess what? We have the choice to make the next best decision. We have the choice to show up the next best version of ourselves right now. We have the choice to make that next best decision to say no to that BLT or to say yes to that workout that we missed 3 hours ago. Right now, we have the choice to flip the script, to feel sorry for ourselves or to say, you know what? I'm sick of feeling sorry for myself. I'm going to take action right now. Yeah, I look like a hot mess and I have no idea what I'm doing, but guess what? I'm going to take action. I'm going to put one foot in front of the other. I'm going to stop feeling sorry for myself and I'm going to do what it takes to get myself moving. That is our choice. And you have the same choice, my friend, right now. So the mantra this week is choice. And I want you to know that you have the choice. And I want you to know that I have the same choices that you have. And you have the same choices that I have. We all have choices. So when you're sitting there looking at this person who has this and who has that and why can't, no, we all have a choice. And it's whether or not you're willing to show up and make the best choice for you in that given moment. And also, if you're willing to learn from the choices that you make that you maybe aren't so proud of and make the next best choice. Are you feeling me? We all have the choice. So stop making excuses. When I talk about excuses, this is what I'm talking about. There's so many excuses that get in our day and they continue to get in our day because of the choices that we're not making, the best choices that we're choosing not to make. They're excuses, my friends. Remove the excuses that you're tired, the excuses, because what's worse? Waking up and ditching that excuse because you're worth it and you're making that choice, or having the excuse, moving on with your day, not having the best day ever because you're clouded, you're foggy, you're feeling guilty, all of the above. You have the choice. How do you want it to be? How do you want your day to unfold? All right, my friends, have the best day ever. I'm on fire, but you know what? That's because I had a choice and I'm so proud of my choice. And when we make the right choices and we are proud of those choices, it's a domino effect. We become proud. Our choices become better because that feeling just guides us the rest of the way. We choose right because we know that choice makes us feel a certain way. And when we know what that choice, how that choice makes us feel, we always choose that best choice. All right, friends, have the best day ever. Think about this as you continue on starting right now. How do you choose to show up today? How are you choosing to see your glass? Is it half full? Is it half empty? How are you choosing to treat other people? It's all your choice. All right, friends, sending you so much love. Have the best day ever, and I'll see you real soon.